up for Mike McCarthy.
Questions for Coach?
Well, I got in yesterday. I had an opportunity to go to the interviews last night and actually spent some time this morning on special teams, just with our special teams play. So, and had a couple of meetings this afternoon, and my favorite part of the day has arrived.
Where's the snowball?
Yeah. As far as what we're going to do in the offensive line next season, you mean how we're going to line them up?
Yeah.
I think it's too early to obviously set a starting lineup because as much as I've talked about it the last 4 years, I'd like to have one set and like to see them practice together every day and play together all year. But, you know, obviously with, you know, Chad Clifton and Mark Tauscher with their situations, you know, we're not ready to have a starting lineup yet. Definitely. We definitely like to have Chad and Mark back. And, you know, you can never have enough good football players. We've definitely reached the point with our football team that now, you know, we're having to make tough decisions, and the competition is where you like to see it, especially from the coaching staff standpoint. So that's part of building through the draft. And, you know, it's taken us, you know, a few years to get to this point. But we definitely like to see all of our free agents come back.
When you first worked, Mike, with Aaron Rodgers, when you look at his tape, do you see anything that you felt you needed to adjust in his mechanics or at least point anything like that?
When I look at Aaron Rodgers' tape today, you still look for things to improve. I think quarterbacks, the techniques of quarterbacks is no different than any other position. You're always trying to improve. You're always trying to get better. The way we do it in our quarterback school, we address areas of fundamentals that we feel are must, that we need to address and try to fix immediately. Then there's things that we're cautious of that you see the particular quarterback may have a tendency to do once in a while. So, and Aaron Rodgers' particular situation, you know, he had a very high ball carriage, which, you know, I felt there was a stiffness to the way he carried the ball. It wasn't as natural because he is a very good athlete, and it's something you didn't see, in my opinion, in his earlier days, how good of an athlete he was. And I think it's something that we've adjusted, and he's very natural with it. So, I mean, every quarterback that I've ever coached, you're always looking to improve their mechanics.
Coach, are these spread
quarterbacks Maryland tackle,
come
Bruce
out of
Campbell at
real disadvantages they enter the NFL because of their mechanics and the way they draw the shotgun and the way their offensive line is protecting them?
Fresno State running back, Lange.
I think the spread quarterbacks in college are definitely maybe at an advantage just because in my time in the NFL, you're seeing more offenses being more wide open. They're throwing the ball more.
Central, I mean,
the transition from college to pro is, you know, all those reps of building a time clock, the ability to get the football out of your hand, checking protections. And I actually think the spread offense helps quarterbacks get ready for the NFL. Now, things you're asking them to do from a technique-wise, you know, standpoint is obviously changed because, I mean, it's almost the norm now because you see so much spread offense, and not only in college but in high school, you're going back and you're teaching quarterbacks how to take a snap. And, you know, where 15 years ago that was assumed. But I think the spread offense helps quarterbacks get ready from a competition standpoint, get ready to
UNLV,
play. But you're always trying to
Ryan
improve
Wolf
your quarterbacks and any other position
Ryan
fundamentally.
Wolf,
to me, it's all about the time clock, and every offense is a little different. I'm sure every quarterback coach and every coordinator may have a little different opinion of you know, how long a three-step is and what the route combination on the other side of that drop is. And they're such valuable reps that take time to develop. And it's nice when you see a young quarterback that has a history and certain concepts that you're putting in your offense, because frankly, those are the concepts that he's gonna probably perform at a higher level of efficiency early in his career, because at the end of the day, whether he's taking the ball from center or he's taking it from the shotgun, you have to build that time clock, and it takes reps. You know, every quarterback throws it a little differently. Every quarterback gets the ball to his point of release a little quicker, and there's just an adjustment from one individual to the other. Some receivers run routes different, and there's just no replacement for the reps that it takes to get your time clock in order.
Lonnie Miller. Table 8. Antonio Brown, Central Michigan wide receiver.
I've always felt, outside of going to work a quarterback out live, that the NFL Combine film was the best evaluation of their fundamentals, because the way they have the camera real close, you know, you can see the size of their hands, you know, not only the width or the height of the hand, the tightness of the video, of the flexibility in the elbow, the point of release, the draw. So I've always put a lot of stock in the fundamental breakdown of the Combine film, because a number of times you'll see the quarterback that's prepared for the combine where his mechanics don't match what he does, which you'll see on film, because all film's different. Some film's better than others. It's sometimes hard to get a really good fundamental evaluation on a quarterback in game film, but the opportunities that you do, you want to compare that to the NFL Combine film. I thought the workouts they have here are excellent for quarterbacks.
Some guy named Tebow at Podium State.
I don't know enough about Tim Tebow, but what I do know about him, I would definitely love to coach him. I think the guy's a winner, just the way he plays the game. I know a lot's being said about his mechanics. Just the way he approaches the game of football, I think he'll do everything he needs to do to improve. But, you look for football players. And his record in college, I think, speaks for itself. I'd love the opportunity to work with Tim Tebow.
What's a realistic timeline for him, given what they're trying to change in his mechanics of throwing, to get him comfortable?
I could give you a timeline. I think I'd be up here trying to act like I really know what I'm talking about to give you a timeline. That's something I think will be answered once people have the opportunity to work with him. Well, I mean, in season, there's definitely benefits in having two, and we're fortunate. We really like, our two guys. But I'd have five if I could. I just think that the quarterback position is so important, and you cannot ever, have enough of those guys. And we're just getting started with Pizzotti, and we'll definitely look at all these guys here. I'm excited to get started on the process like I do at this time of year, and this is always really a good evaluation, how they throw and see them live, and going back and break down the fundamentals of the film afterwards. So we'll just, the draft board really will dictate that. I think it helps a whole lot. You'll see a number of our personnel people also involved. Obviously Ted Thompson's very involved in the coordination of the drills of the combine, has been for years. We have Lonzo, Highsmith, Samus Seal, definitely have groups that they're responsible for. We always encourage our coaches to be on the field for that. It's all part of that evaluation process that we definitely feel gives you an advantage. I'm not sure what you're asking.
Last year you had the new coaches. You okay. Go to 3-4. We all asked, are you going to draft players for a 3-4?
Okay.
Did you draft players for 3-4, or did you just draft guys who were good players?
Well, I mean, everybody knows our draft philosophy is to take the best player available. And when you do that, you like to stand up and say he can play in any defense or any offense and on any type of special team. So, I mean, that hasn't changed. But, we're not done. I don't ever look at the prospects on the field as in, okay, I'm looking for this exact guy to fit into our system, because I think if you do that, you need to take a step back and look at your system, because I feel that our systems on offense and defense give us the opportunity to take advantage of football players' ability, and if they have a special ability, something that they're unique at, we should have it within our system to take advantage of that. So That's the way I've always viewed it, and that's from an offensive standpoint, and I feel very confident that we also have that in place in our defensive system.
Mike, as you go up the next season and you evaluated that past year, whatever you're going to end up with this offseason, what are the areas where you say you absolutely have to be better at to get to be a Super Bowl?
Well, I've had a chance to get through all the offensive cutups and actually going to finish up the special teams this week with Sean Slocum and Chad Morton, and then I'll start with Don when I get back. But just going through the special teams, some today, I mean, penalties and the punting production, clearly those are two big emphases that we'll have as soon as our players get back. You know, we led the league in penalties on special teams for the second year in a row. You know, 42, I think it's 42% of our penalties on special teams were first-year players. So we got to do a better job from a coaching staff standpoint of getting our younger players ready to play with better technique and special teams. So that's something that the players are going to hear day one when they get in there. So in our performance in the punting game was not nearly good enough. You know, offensively, it's well documented. We had an opportunity to go back through the sack reel again. And that's the one glaring room, you know, on offense that we need to get a better job at. You know, and then, you know, you look at defensively, and I'll go through that, you know, page by page with Dom, but, you know, the veteran quarterback, you know, when we played, you know, the Brett Favre's, the Kurt Warner, and the Rosenberg in a spread out type situation in those type of games, we didn't do very well. So that's something that we've taken a close look at. And, you know, sudden change is another area on defense that we need to do better job of. But, you know, on top of that, the positives clearly outweigh the negatives. I mean, those are the negatives. Those are highlight things that we'll talk about, and we'll have a clear-cut evaluation and point of emphasis for our players when they get back. But we have a lot to build off. We have a lot to build off on defense, especially with it being our first year. I was very pleased with the way the players bought into it, throughout the offseason, the commitment they made. We struggled there a little bit in the beginning, but I thought we got going where we needed to be. Offensively, you know, we could be better. You know, and we broke a number of records offensively in the history of the Packers, but we got an opportunity to get better. Our quarterback gives us that chance, and the special teams is the area where you're going to see the most improvement of our football team.
How do you think the dynamics of the division could change if Favre does actually retire?
I don't know how it'll change the dynamics of the division. I mean, Minnesota won a division, and they'll carry that target with them as we go into the season, you know, regardless of who their quarterback is. So, really, you know, our focus will be on self-improvement, like it is every year, March, April, May. Whether that's with our players coming back and spending the extra time with the players and coaches in the off-season program, whether it's through signing our free agents back and in the draft process. So, we really stay focused on us. But as far as the division, we'll watch what goes on, and we'll do our off-season study of our division opponents, and we'll be ready to go.
Michael, now you haven't really done any Wildcat. Is that a philosophical reticence, or is it just you don't have a guy or guys that just think that's
over? Right now, I really don't feel that we have that type of player, that someone that I've had a number of our perimeter players outside of quarterback throw the ball, and I was not impressed. So, we could put another running back here just to run it. But, we look at all those types of things. We'll take it if we think it's going to help us win. We have no problem looking at other people in the off season, in season when you see someone's doing something that is giving them an advantage to win games. We obviously take a look at that, and we just doesn't feel it fits our offense right now.
What's your gut feel?
I have no idea.
Two more questions, Michael. You're entering year five as a head coach here at Green Bay. Is this team taking the shape that you and Pat set out to do?
Yeah, I definitely feel that the vision of the football team is coming into focus. Look what we're going through right now. It's just now we're trying to sign our own free agents back. There's a lot of depth on our boards. I can remember coming to the combine my first year, and the depth charts in my office were probably half full compared to what they are now. So there's players that now that we've been together, two, three, 4 years, and so that part of it is definitely. I think the way we're playing, I think our defense versatility matches our offensive versatility, so I feel like that's definitely where it needs to be. But definitely the vision is what you're seeing, particularly this year.
Last question, please.
Mike, are you confident getting enough big play running game that players right now can give you those big plays?
Yeah, I think our running game was good this year. I mean, we can get better. We can get better at stretching the defensive ends. That's something that came out of our off-season study. We do a better job of, you know, breaking more second-level tackles. So those are the types of things that we'll continue to work on. I'm confident with the people that we have, but, you know, we're always trying to improve, whether it's through the draft or from a perimeter or an inline standpoint. But I think our run game's really evolved, and there'll be some changes, whether you notice them or not, that we'll do this year schematically. So our quarterback gives us a lot of flexibility in our run game because of his ability to handle so much information at the line of scrimmage. But I like where we are running the football.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Yeah, join me.